A wave of positivity and hope is sweeping through the country today as we edge closer to Monday, when most public health measures will be relaxed, including inter-county travel being permitted once more. People can now plan ahead and they can look forward to the summer months, which is a stark contrast to where we were only 4 months ago as we braced ourselves for a third and deadly wave of the coronavirus. Ailie Sheehy has been speaking to people about their plans for next week and beyond.
Well, my mum told me first when I was going to go to Clare and see my cousins and all my family. I thought she was joking, but she didn't really have a joking look on her face. I was so happy. I miss them a lot, my granny and granddad. Whenever we are down there, they're like a good entertained. They're good fun. So we're going to go down to Clare on Thursday. I'm just really excited to see them.
10-year-old Kira Bruggy Duffy hasn't seen her 16 cousins in Meelik, County Clare, for over 20 weeks. But that is about to change. Restrictions on inter-county travel will be lifted on Monday. And on Thursday, Kira and her parents will set off on their journey from Monaghan to Clare, a trip they have been longing to take for many months. Kira's mam, Bridget Amelia, can't wait to see her parents in person again.
My mother is 73 and my father is 79. Noel and Bridget Brubby. My mother and father have a farm, so they have loads of different animals, geese and ducks and dogs and cats and kittens. And so all the cousins have great fun going walking around the farm.
So now that your parents have been fully vaccinated, do you plan on meeting them indoors when you go to Clare at the weekend?
Yes, hopefully we'll be able to go up to them and go indoors, because my mother's a great cook. She always cooks fabulous dinners.
And my granddad, he's really good at making pancakes.
They're great entertainers, great hosts. They're always feeding everyone, so it's brilliant.
22-year-old Kaya Flynn from Castlemaine in County Kerry is eager to hit the road and drive beyond her county boundary for the first time in a long time.
I haven't left the county since last July. I also wanted to make the most of my insurance that I paid for, which was over $1,000 last year. And obviously I couldn't get that far with it. So being able to get out and explore and see what Ireland has to offer would be a big plus for me.
You have plans to visit Cork in the near future?
Yes, my boyfriend has been living in Cork for the last couple of months because he started work placement in Skibbereen. And he's been telling me all that Skibbereen has to offer. So we have planned a trip up there and just getting out for a hike. Who knows, we might even go into the museums and the art galleries now that we have the opportunity.
My name is Sandra McDonald and I live in a beautiful part of the country near Cloughhead in County Louth. I'll be able to celebrate my first grandson's first birthday the following weekend. So we're able to go down to see him in Maynooth and I'll be able to get my hair done for it. So we can see our grandson with his other grandparents and I'll have a nice head of hair.
A much needed catch up over a cup of tea in a friend's garden is another priority for Sandra.
Somebody we knew unfortunately passed away over the last about 6 weeks ago. And you can't go and comfort somebody just standing over a gateway. So it'll be lovely to go into them and sit with them or closer to them outside with a cup of tea and sort of give them your full attention instead of wondering whether or not you're doing anything for them over a gateway. So it'll be a lot simpler and a lot easier and a lot more real being outside, sitting with them and conversing closer to them.
Donna Moore from Enniscorthy, County Wexford, will make a very important trip to Dublin on Wednesday. It has been a year and 4 months since she last saw her best friend, Fiona Cooney, who was travelling to the capital by bus from her home in Tipperary for a very special reunion. A lot has happened since they last met.
I would have loved to be able to have seen her, to be able to tell her that I was pregnant, so having to tell her over the phone was not the way I would have planned it. So I was nervous kind of doing that because I wanted to be around her and give her a hug. And we had our little tears and stuff like that. Because it is a big thing for me as much as it is for her, I guess. Like, I mean, she was there for my wedding, which was a milestone in my life. And now I'm having a baby and to be able to share this experience with me now is going to be great.
And Fiona, what's the real in-person experience going to be like?
Very surreal. I'm sure there'll definitely be tears. And like that, it's still going to be somewhat hard because, you know, I have to keep my distance. I can't give her the big, huge hug that I would love to, because, you know, we still have to be very cautious. But just to be able to look her in the eye, it just feels like we've won some huge prize, the fact that we get to do it. I'm so excited.
And that's Fiona Cooney from Tipperary, ending that report from Ailie Sheehy.